Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
So many comedians in my brain trust. And Mr. Humble here at your service. Welcome back. We're in our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, and we're having a great visit with our new friend, soon to not be a new friend, Manny Avramides. Ladies and gentlemen, A-V-R-A-M-I-D-I-S. Manny Avramides is the CEO and president of the American Management Association International. I said the website wrong last time. I do that sometimes. AMANet.org is how you find them online. And this research, Manny, that we've been talking about, this sexual harassment research that you conducted, is that available there?
It is. It is.
All right. So in the last segment, wrap all this up for us. And what do we need to know? What else did you learn from the survey that we need to know that will help policymakers in companies?
I think that to simplify it, it's an issue that's not going away. If anything, it's picking up steam. We all read the headlines, and we all know how individuals and organizations have been impacted. And if we were to break this down in reasonable terms, if individuals were to behave in a manner that they would be comfortable with either being broadcast over the radio waves or broadcast over the television waves or in social media, and it would not bring embarrassment to them in front of their families, their mother, their father, their spouse, their children, their friends, they should be just fine. But if they think that they can get away with or that behavior that is comfortable for them but not for those around them is okay in the workplace, it's going to lead to significant issues for them. And in many cases, lawsuits and loss of job.
Yeah, and this – the way things are going right now, I'm concerned about how it's all going to roll out because, frankly, what I worry about a little bit, Manny, is the discourse that happens in the workplace. I worry that you know, maybe people are afraid to tease or to have fun or to joke. You know what I mean? Because who knows what could be considered to be offensive. Do you worry about that? Am I correct in that concern?
Yeah. Now you have to remember, it has to be unwelcome, it has to be repetitive, and there is a reasonable person standard.
Right.
So it's not as if you say one thing and everything starts to collapse. And what the individual should have most in mind is, again, fairness and not lose sight of the fact that one in every two women feel that they've been harassed or they've witnessed it at some point in their careers. So it's a serious issue, and perhaps we need to do a little of both, maybe tone down some of the rhetoric, and women need to be more assertive in making people aware when the behavior is unwelcome. And hopefully there's a medium that's reached, a level playing field that's acceptable to all.
And you know what else? Guys, we can stand up for women. When we see somebody doing something that's inappropriate, step in. I mean, I don't know any women who wouldn't appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Am I wrong? Am I right about that? I mean, not that they, you know, they can say, "Hey, I can take care of myself." I say, "Okay, no problem." But you know, I just, I think when another man has another man get in his face about, or so to speak, or break, call him up short on his behavior, then that's a lot stronger. I think that's a standard that's not acceptable. The man is telling you.
Yep, that's it. It goes under there. If you see something, say something, right?
Yeah.
And most of us know what is and isn't appropriate in the workplace, or at least someone in the environment would know it.
What about the fact that so many people in the history of mankind have met their spouses at work? how do we mush all that together, Manny? That's a tough
one,
isn't it?
Well, you spend more time more waking hours with the folks at work in many cases than you do with the folks at home. And in fact, many not only get married, but there are quite a few romantic relationships that take place.
Right.
There's a balance. you have to kind of exercise your emotional intelligence and make sure that your advances are welcome and know when stop means stop. There's a balance there. There's no clear answer for it. Now, some organizations have gone to an extreme, and they have prohibited dating at the workplace. I don't know that that's possible. I don't know that you can get in the way of that, but some have. And others are just keeping a close eye and making sure that people understand how to stand up for themselves. But I'll tell you, Jim, if your boss asks you out for a date and then a month later you're getting fired for some sort of performance issue, you're going to scratch your head and wonder.
That's exactly right. Well, hey, Manny, good job today. I thank you for bringing this. You did a great job of keeping me out of trouble today. Will you come back another day?
I'm looking forward to it, Jim. Thanks.
AMANet.org, folks. That's their website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.